Hi guys, I'm going to continue Love the Real Word of God. We're going to start on the chapter Division by Prejudice. Verse 1. Division is not natural to our creation. All human beings were created with the same energy. Therefore, division is an illusion that has been created to lessen the power we possess when we act as one collective body. Because we are infinite energetic beings, and we are one with creation, therefore one with each other, as long as we are divided, we cannot step fully into the power we possess in this lifetime. Those of indigenous cultures can be referred to as those closest to the source of creation, therefore possessing the most power when existent at the energy of love. For this reason, those of indigenous cultures have been suppressed and manipulated into believing that their existence is less than that of others. Why would suppression be a goal, and who are the indigenous being suppressed by? When speaking of the creation of the human race, one must acknowledge that this is where the battle for control over the human race began. The universe and everything existent within it are energy. When speaking of the source of this energy, residual energy from this source must also be spoken about. It is truth and well known by many that the source of creation is the energy of love. What isn't known by many is where did the energy opposite of love come into existence? And how did the energy opposite of creation take control of a race of gods that have a conscious mind and free will to decide what energy they exist at? Just as the Bible took energetic occurrences and placed physical stories with them, this story will explain the battle for the human race since the beginning of the existence using the story of two brothers. Although this is a story of energetic evolution of the human race, there must be a physical telling of it for the human mind existent at different levels of consciousness to understand. And the story goes, two sons born of Father Sky, each with a different mother, are the only two existent energies on this earth. One son had a mother pure from source, just like Father Sky, therefore making that son 100% pure from source, 100% love. Because he was pure from source, he had the ability to create, because love is the energy of creation. Then there was the other son, who was born of a mother not from source, therefore not 100% pure from source, which gave him the inability to create. This son is the one that possessed the energy opposite of creation, opposite of love, fear. Because he was unable to create and his brother was able to create, this created a fear in him that his brother was better than him, more important than him, and thus the energy of fear and insecurity was born. The brother who was able to create is called Enki. The brother incapable of creation was called Enlil. Enki is pure from source, possesses the energy of love. Enlil is not pure from source, and possesses the energy of fear. The planet Earth was inhabited by many races prior to the human race, but these races did not possess a conscious mind and free will. These races were unable to live a physical life here because they were not created to do so. These races of universal beings, along with the residual energy of no source, crave to live the conscious physical life of free will on Earth. Enki wanted to create a race of gods, a race that were pure from source just as he was, and he proposed this plan to the universe. Other races existing in the universe disagreed to this plan because this race of gods would be the most powerful because they would be a race of creators. Enlil also disagreed to the proposal due to his lack of ability to create. He did not want an entire race of beings that had the ability to create, therefore being better than him. Nobody told Enlil that he was less than due to his inability to create. It was his own perception of himself. Enki went behind the backs of all to create the race that would possess conscious minds and free will to choose the energy they exist at on planet Earth. The human race was created to live free as one with all, in the energy of love, the energy of creation, and this would be the most powerful existent race in the universe. This was the intention of. Enki began creating human beings and perfecting their conscious abilities. When it was realized that somehow he needed to create them in such a way they could procreate physically, because that was part of the human experience. Because the universe is an infinite expansion of energy, energies become denser over time, and this is evolution, This is how creation occurs naturally. But on planet Earth, life was meant to be lived differently. On planet Earth, life was meant to be lived where we, as energetic beings, can experience physicalities through the vessel we inhabit called the human body. Enki called on his sister to help him create the female version of the human body so that the human race could procreate on their own physically. This is why genders do not naturally divide us. We are still created with the same energy. We are equally necessary in the evolution of the human race. Genders and the roles genders are expected to play were created by the energy opposite of God to cause division. Enki created the human race out of love. Enlil craved control of the human race so that he could make them slaves to him, which would then make him feel powerful, making up for his inability to create. As the beginning of the human race began, so did the fight to control it. Enki did not want to fight, for he did not create humanity to gain control over them. He created humanity to be at one with them. He created humanity so that there would be a race capable of physical experience in the energy of love, which would be the utmost state of bliss ever to be experienced. Enlil wanted to fight so that he could weaken Enki, eventually making him step away from the race he created. The time came. Enki was tired of fighting and said, "The human race has a conscious mind and free will to choose who they follow. Let them decide." This is when Enki and Enlil went on to start their own cities for the ones that followed each of them. The city of purity, those that chose to follow the energy of creation, love, was called Lemuria. The city opposite of creation was called Atlantis. And so, Lemuria lived at a state of omni, one with each other, one with the energy of love for all, one with creation, one with the universe, one with God. To live at the energy of creation, love and freedom are the laws of the land. To live opposite the energy of creation, weeping and gnashing of teeth, are the laws of the land. Enki told Enlil that he was going to record all of the events that occurred because he wasn't going to be held responsible for the fall of humanity. Enki knew that Enlil would manipulate the conscious minds of the human race into choosing to be slaves to him, slaves to fear over love. Enki told Enlil, "When the truth is revealed, when humanity ascends consciously and breaks free from your control, the proof will be written in my tablets." Due to this threat, Enlil set out to destroy all written tablets he could find of Enki's for this moment now, when we would ascend consciously as one collective being. The written tablets of Enki tell the true story of Enki and Enlil, the creation of the human race, and the plan to manipulate the human race into slavery. Truth be spoken, one truth straight from source to my vessel with the purpose of delivering this information to the human race. The tablets that tell the story of our creation and manipulation can be found in the library of the Vatican in Italy. The Vatican is the keeper of many truths of who we are. These truths are not easily obtainable because Vatican City is governed as an absolute monarchy with the Pope at its head. Therefore, the Vatican makes its own rules, and access to the library is almost off limits. The Vatican mints its own euros, prints its own stamps, issues passports and license plates, operates media outlets, and has its own flag and anthem. The Library of the Vatican contains 53 miles of shelving, but this still may not be where all of our answers are located. The Vatican has many hidden tunnels and escape routes that are unknown to all, except for the popes and cardinals. This is also where tablets explaining the truth of our existence reside. So, Atlantis lived under the rule of Enlil and was a place much like the current state of the earth, a place of greed, competition, perversion, hate, and suffering, etc. The destruction of Atlantis didn't come from an outside source. Destruction of Atlantis came from those who inhabited the city. Humanity brought itself to a point of self-destruction by choosing to exist at the energy opposite of creation. Just as the story told in the Bible of Sodom and Gomorrah, humanity chooses its own destruction. God, as an outside source, is not responsible for destruction. The story of Sodom and Gomorrah was told in a manipulative manner to make you believe that God destroys as a consequence of disobedience. Again, I will repeat, God does not destroy. the devil does. Humanity continues to destroy itself because they have not awakened to the fact that they are being led astray by an illusion taught as life. Humanity continues to destroy itself by consciously choosing to exist at the energy of fear, which is opposite to our energy of creation. A fish cannot survive and thrive outside of water because that is its natural habitat. Humanity will not survive and thrive existing at an energy opposite of love, because love is our natural energy of existence. Consequence and punishment are not of God, because God is only love. In love, there is no punishment. What has been taught to us as punishment is actually just a reflection of what humanity holds within themselves individually. As long as every human being lacks the energy of love for themselves, the world will exist lacking love. The energy of Enlil is here to steal, kill, and destroy the natural energy of the human race by manipulatively making us choose fear over love. So, Lemuria and Atlantis were both destroyed, Lemuria due to earthquakes. The survivors of this destruction fled to other parts of the world. Survivors of Lemuria migrated to Southeast Asia, including Indonesia, Thailand, Japan, Philippines, and Papua New Guinea, Peru, South America, Oregon, Washington, North America, the Western Coast, and area around Acapulco, Mexico. The descendants of Lemuria are the ones connected purely to Source because they were under the rule and creation of Enki, who was purely from Source and wanted humans to know who they were. Survivors of Atlantis migrated to Washington, D.C., North America. Remember, Atlantis was the city created by Enlil, the evil brother. Survivors of the evil city migrated to the state that now houses the President of the United States of America. Because energy does not die, but only transform. This tells us that the city the President of the United States rules from is one that was inhabited by those at the beginning of our civilization, controlled by the energy opposite of creation, opposite of God. Therefore, the United States of America have always been controlled by the energy opposite of God, while teaching a deceitful depiction of what God is. Survivors of Atlantis also went to Honduras, Nicaragua, Mexico, Jamaica, São Luís, northeastern Brazil, Mauritania, Africa, Portugal, Spain, Ireland, Norway, Libya, and Jerusalem. It is necessary to acknowledge this information because it is the root of everything to come in the history of the human race. Life on planet Earth was meant to be a life of love, a physical experience of our energetic existence. Life on planet Earth has instead become a life of fear and suffering, a life lacking love, which means a life lacking our connection to the source of our creation, love.